Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, speaker, and author. Last week, we talked about habits of motion, how moving around is important. And so if you want to know more about it, just go back to last week's episode on 4/6/2017, and you can hear it. I have seen a huge interest in this subject, and I have told you that this week we're going to continue with thermogenesis and, you know, kind of create more awareness of what we need to do in order to be healthy. Well, what is thermogenesis? It's actually just a fancy word for the creation of heat in your body. The term is actually Greek for heat and genesis for creation. So therma or thermo is heat and genesis is creation. So anything we do to create heat within our body actually helps us burn calories, which helps us burn fat. So let's get into a little bit more detail here. I told you also that we're going to look at, you know, how thermogenesis works and some tools to monitor it, etc. So that's what I'm going to do today. I want to give you a little bit more hope to live a happy and healthy life because that is my goal. So activity thermogenesis is your daily energy burn. It has to do with your physical activity level and how much energy you expend. It is the process by which the body generates heat or energy as it moves. From getting up in the morning to going to bed at night, every movement you make requires energy. This demonstrates that the more we move, the more energy we create, the more we burn fat. That's actually quite an awesome concept because quite often people think they have to go to the gym for hours and hours and do crazy stuff and get injured and whatnot. And that is not even needed, as we're going to go see in today's show, that just by moving around, especially unexpected movements. So, for example, well, you get up, you know your routine. First things you do when you eat breakfast, what's going on? And the phone rings and you can't find your phone, so you run around to find the phone. You answer it just in the nick of time and you get a message that really blood running through your veins and arteries, and you know you got to do something. So sometimes if you don't have a vehicle and you usually take the public transportation, bus or tram or whatever, it's not right there, and you know it is important what you need to get done because maybe even a life might be at stake. What do? You start jogging, you start running, you start moving. And that is actually what thermogenesis is all about. It doesn't have to be in that extensive way, but those are just some ways of looking at it. So thermogenesis is actually increased through exercise and activities that are performed expressly for the purpose of improving fitness. In other words, exercise. So some of the things we can talk about are sports or workouts or jogs or even brisk walks where you increase your heart rate. Anything that does not take any effort does not count. I mean, it counts as moving, yes. It's better than just sitting down. However, it's better to get to the point where you at least once or twice, if possible, even three times a day, you raise your heart rate a little bit into the max heart rate. So you actually trigger more thermogenesis, which means you burn more calories, which means you're going to burn fat. Fat only happens, usually at least, when you eat more than you burn. It's kind of like my husband says, G-I-G-O, for garbage in, garbage out. So the more you eat and the less you do, the more you keep. The less you eat, the more you do, the more you expend, and the healthier you get. Of course, you don't want to go into a crazy situation where you don't eat enough. That is not healthy. But everything in moderation and getting there, that is cool. I found a thing where Dr. James A. Levin from the Mayo Clinic did an experiment. And that was rather interesting. He checked with some people who considered themselves, they volunteered the title, mildly obese. And some of them were lean volunteers. And he checked with them on how much they sit a day. The slightly obese people, mildly obese people, usually were seated for about 2.5 hours longer per day than the lean group, which means the lean group was burning on the average 350 more calories than the people who sat 2.5 hours later. So that's actually groundbreaking research, and it shows just even by standing or standing against the wall while you make a phone call or standing while you do something that is easy to stand doing it instead of sitting for everything. You can even stand while reading a book, especially if you lean against the wall. You have the support that you need for at least 5 or 10 minutes. And if your arms get tired, oh, well, change position or put one arm or one shoulder against the wall and go that way. So anyway, Dr. James Levin really mentions that standing is very important. I have also found something else that was really cool, that exercise for long-term health is very important. And we're not talking about going super-duper crazy. We're not training for a marathon, but we're doing what is important for us to be healthy. And it says, once you've got the basics of NEAT, N-E-A-T, which is daily non-exercise activity, under control, will slowly but surely integrate EAT, which is planned exercise, into your life in ways that are easy, simple, and fun to do. Why? Because along with helping you maintain your healthy weight, regular moderate exercise can, and here's some very important points, they can help prevent heart disease, strokes, diabetes, and other chronic disease. They can boost your overall mood. And there, I'm a living example for it. When I exercise daily, I'm always happy. When I don't, for whatever reason, oh my. It's not that bad anymore because I usually do exercise daily, but I can definitely feel a difference. Also, it lowers high blood pressure, reduces stress, strengthens muscles, bones, and joints, improve metabolism and increase your energy level, strengthen your immune system while decreasing CRP levels and inflammation. Cardiorespiratory and pulmonary levels, yeah. Help prevent depression and increase bone density and help prevent osteoporosis. These are all things that we actually can prevent. Wow, how awesome is that? Now, there are some things that we need to consider before we start an exercise routine. First of all, check with your doctor. Again, I'm putting the disclaimer in. I am not a doctor. I was a nurse, a fitness trainer, and now I'm a certified health coach. But that does not give me the right to prescribe anything or to tell you what to do. Though it does give me the responsibility to create awareness that you can actually talk to your doctor about and see what's suitable for you. I've also mentioned that I'm going to give you some tools that are going to help you. And there are some actually easy things that you can get that help you monitor your activity, track your progress, and stay safe. One of which is a heart rate monitor, a stopwatch, a pedometer, monitors. And if you don't want to invest $40 to $150, whatever is what suits you best, and you get to check them out. You can do it by hand, and I'm going to give you the formula afterwards. Stopwatch, well, those are fairly inexpensive. You can get them maybe even at the dollar store. You just start with setting them to go, and then you go up to the time that you want to go, like 15 to 30 minutes for a brisk walk or something. Or if you want to do a countdown, you can go from 30 minutes down. You have a choice with that. So awesome. Your heart rate is actually evaluated. There are three important heart rate measures. There's the resting heart rate, which is the RHR. That's after you just get up from sleeping or in the morning. So that's the resting heart rate. And that's actually very important to know what that is. That gives you kind of an idea of when you start actually working your body. Then the next one is the maximum heart rate, MHR. And the formula is very, very simple. Take 220, the number 220, and subtract your age. So, for example, if you're 50 years old, take 220, subtract 50, that gives you a 170. So your maximum heart rate should not go over 170. So if you stay within 150 to 170, you know, 165, you're doing really, really good. And the target heart rate is the THR. So that's the one. There's anywhere on the web you can find those pieces of information to get the what you need to figure out where you're best. I put in a YouTube as a gift that helps you with thermogenesis to understand it better. It's a doctor who's explaining it. And of course, he should be able to explain it much better than I do. Plus, he takes more time to focus strictly on that particular thing. I have also included my email address, as always. So you can send me feedback, questions, or suggestions for another show or something that is really close to your heart and you would like to know more about it. And if I'm capable and I can find the information or a suitable person who wants to work with me on the show, I'll be more than happy to go that route. I've also included my phone number, 562-335-4956. Again, that's 562-335-4956. So you can text me, voicemail, mail me, or give me a jingle. And if I have time to answer the phone, if I'm not with a client, I will be happy to do so. The safest way is, though, the email address, so I can read what you have to say and be very specific with my answer. So I hope you learned a few new things, especially about thermogenesis and what we can do and what we can't do. And I wish you a most wonderful and happy Easter. Don't overeat. Get some exercise. Let the kids run around and get their exercise. And I'll see you next week again. Until then, stay happy, healthy, and empowered.